You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and the Jaylen Brown jersey continues, baby.
That's right. But there's not a hole in it from you pounding your chest so much yesterday?
Nope. It is tough, just like the man whose name is on it, baby. Jaylen Brown, Luke Kornet, and the Boston Celtics.
Quick question right off the top. Right off the top of the show. Is that the best Jaylen Brown game since he became a member of the Boston Celtics?
Based on the circumstance and the need, what his team needed, and he did exactly what we said.
Yeah.
He played the game his team needed, not the game maybe he wanted to play, because everybody loves points and
that's
dunks.
That's okay.
He was Tom Brady standing in the pocket, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to get everybody involved. Yeah, I'll turn down this three. Oh, you're really not going to cover me? I'll shoot this three and make it. That was a great performance. And I know Ted is the king of the victory lap around here, but I'm going to support my guy. That was what you needed. And we'll get into everybody else. Derek White doesn't get the respect he deserves because he just does Derek White things. He was awesome.
They're currently erecting a statue of Luke Kornet in front of the TD Garden.
You should probably do that quick before he gets to play another game and maybe changes the perception, because that was ridiculous. I said it to Jones
he
and Keith in the crossover.
Monster.
The reverse dunk was like, now you jumped the shark. You went too far. Whatever Disney WWE storyline you're portraying here with Luke Kornet, he's doing reverse dunks in playoff games off lobs. Like, what are we doing here? But he was awesome.
Giving the fans a show.
Luke Garnett, as they're calling him.
I love it. By the way, if anybody was at the game last night in the Garden.
Brian was.
Well, you know.
For Zocco.
Did he tell us how
his
experience was?
You know what the O stands
for?
His bank account after paying for those lower level seats.
What?
Yeah, I gotta ask Ken, are our Twitch bitches making on this show?
Whoa, because you just call them Twitches.
Oh, Twitches. Okay.
Yeah, you make a portmanteau that doesn't actually have a swear in it.
It's not really a swear. It's a female dog.
So that's how you refer to your Twitch producer?
Yeah.
And it says general show
just
assistant?
Brian.
Funny. Let's hear what the next montage you ask him to stitch together on the show sounds like. Anyway, if anyone was actually there, would love to hear about the energy, would love a firsthand fan's perspective. You guys know the number, 617-779-7937. About the Luke Kornet thing, I asked this in our group email chain this morning and would love to put it out to the audience at large as well. Did his performance, which was a surprise, we all believe Jaylen Brown was capable of it. Yesterday at our awesome broadcast at Scores, shout out to our friends at Absolute Ocean Spray canned cocktails. Oh, they were yummy. I set the number at 6.5. If Jaylen Brown had over 6.5 assists, then guaranteed dub. He had 12.
He doubled that.
He was off the charts good. So we knew Jaylen Brown was capable of it, yet he somehow still exceeded our expectations. You're right. My guy, my favorite current Celtic, Derek White, does not get enough respect. Put some respect on that bald dome and that twice repaired front set of chompers. But did you ever, in your mind, like, oh, it could be a Hauser night. Ah, it could be a Pritchard night. Maybe old man Holiday's going to come back to it. The ghost of Porzingis may never play again.
He's gone.
But did you ever, for reals, did you ever in your wildest dreams think that Luke Kornet could possibly achieve local legend status like that?
Nope. In fact, at one point in the game, before he really took off, they did one of those pick and roll lobs that like bumbled off his hands and then hit the rim. And I'm like, Are we really going to go down with Luke Kornet doing this? Like, is this how it ends?
That's how we come out swinging out of the corner?
And then he's got the blocks, he's got the rebounds, he's got the dunks, and it was, Celtics put it out on their social media, the Luke Kornet game. We've had those over the years, the Kelly Olynyk, the Grant Williams, the various games.
The Avery Bradley game in the playoffs against the Leon Poe game, game two of the 2008 finals.
Now you got the Luke Kornet game. They even put the little copyright symbol after it.
The TM copy, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. You can't count on it, and that's one thing I want to get to later in the show. We're going to enjoy the beginning of the show, talk about what happened last night, 127-102, Celtics get the win. They pull away. It was a little dicey early. If it weren't for Derek White, you might have been in trouble, but Derek White was awesome.
It was nip and tuck.
You were down 8-ish, 10-ish, 40-30, 40-32 in there. Good timeout. You go on a run, and then from there on out, basically, they controlled the game. They won the third quarter.
They saw the Patriots' schedule release. They saw the schedule, and they were like, they're going 11-6. Guys, we got to start turning the tides. Boston Sports is back, baby.
We'll get to that. We'll get to both the schedule release, the prediction for wins, the horrific video they put out. We'll get to all of that a bit later. Oh, they did a video. No one knows because there was like all these cool ones across the NFL, and then there was the Patriots one. But we'll get to that later. We need to take our victory lap. We need to also look ahead a little bit to tomorrow night because now there's expectation. Now you did the one. Ted talked about this yesterday. We think you're going to get one, but no one really knows after that how they feel. I got to think after that game, you feel pretty good. Because Luke Kornet, I'm guessing, not going to do that again. I don't think you're going to replicate that part of that performance. But can Jaylen Brown do that again? Can Derek White do that again?
Yes.
Can you win again?
Yes.
It's not like you're relying on Kristaps Porzingis because he was a non-factor, and I've now eliminated him. If roster spots mattered, I just said this to Jones in the crossover, if roster spots mattered, I would remove him from the roster. He is not of any value to this basketball.
Would he breathe? Would it be more appropriate if tomorrow night he actually took to the court in a hospital gown?
Just street clothes. Put him in street clothes. How many stars are we going to put in hospital
gowns? He should
be
in a Johnny.
I got to look at Tatum watching the game with his foot up in the hospital bed. And we hear from Tatum a little bit later via another source. It was Mark Spears yesterday. Mm-hmm. Stiz was paying very close attention to the broadcast where Reggie Miller talked about
how could he hear the broadcast when there were gunshots outside his house?
Oh, what do we do?
Sometimes it's the stuff you don't say. You know what I mean, Andy?
Yeah, and we'll get into that. There's a lot on the table. But I do want to start, weird for me, and maybe because it's my guy, the positive. They came out and did exactly what they needed to do. They did other teams, lesser teams, may have caved in, faded, right? Oh, we're down 3-1. Even if we have Tatum, the numbers say only 4% of these teams come back and win it, and we lose our best player. Let's, you know, 1, 2, 3, Cancun, right? We're all going on vacation.
The last team to do so, correct me if I'm wrong, was the Celtics, yes?
The Celtics.
Come back from a 3-1 deficit in a conference final or conference semi,
yes.
I believe it was.
I believe they were. But it's a long shot, and you lost your best player, and yet they came out. And I think their coach did a good job. He was all fired up. He was looking to get a T at one point in that game. He was screaming, being held back by two or three different assistants. And I actually think you got some pretty good calls, favorable calls throughout the game.
By the way, Jalen Brunson, again, mass respect to his hustle, his grit, the shot,
his
the fiery
fouls.
Leadership, the fact that Stiz said, hey, I envy and admire that. I think we need people on our team that have that look in their eyes like, oh, man, I'm going to kill you with this next bat. He is a killer. He's a closer. He's a killer. And he's clutch. He's Mr. Clutch this year, of course. But I got to say, he was teetering towards or becoming like flop star adjacent a little bit last night.
Got to do what he's got to do. Hey, that works. It works in the NBA. He somehow drew a foul when he stepped on Al Horford's foot. Somehow that's a foul on Al Horford, and they reviewed it.
What is Horford supposed to do? Pick his foot up?
I hate the NBA. Things like that make me hate the NBA and the modern sports in general with calls like that.
Right.
But we got to start with Jaylen Brown and Luke Kornet. Those are the and Derek White. That trio is the reason you'll be playing a game six. It's the reason, and we'll get to our poll later. While there's some optimism in Celtic Nation, there's some optimism in the gambling world for the Celtics, looking even further past the Knicks, but you can't do that. You're getting on a plane. I saw the Celtics already put out the video of JB walking up the steps, getting on a plane. I believe it was New York State of Mind was their caption.
You know who's the favored team tomorrow night, finally, for the first time in the series?
The Knicks.
That's right. The first time. When is the last time? Dan Ball, can Stats and Research look this up? The last time. How long has it been since the Celtics were an underdog in a postseason game? I feel like it's probably
I feel like you could ask that before the show.
It just came to me. It just came to me. That's why we have a stats and research department.
We don't. Yeah, we put our producers in bad spots, folks. That's what we do on the show.
Stiz is in charge of music, research, rejoins.
Morale,
yeah. All that. Dan does stats and research.
So for you, what was the most impressive part of last night? Was Luke Kornet impressive, or was that just like
1,010%, the most important part last night, the most impressive thing that I saw the team do, ball distribution.
And who led that? Who wasn't sticky?
Jaylen Brown, of course.
We had a co-host on this show at Scores yesterday that was like, when JB plays, it gets sticky. The ball sticks. The ball doesn't move. Was the ball sticky last night? Any stickum on the ball at all last night?
No, as a matter of fact, you know what else they didn't do? You know what else they did? You know what else they weren't afraid of doing? Dribble penetration. Like, they were not afraid. Everything just
so they're better without Jason Tatum. Let's go.
Do not take a single call on that. Do not. I knew he would say it.
7-7-9-7-9-3-7.
I told Stiz he would say that before 2:15. It came in at 2:11. I knew it. That is exactly. I know you're jesting, but I just want to say,
I'm trolling.
Anybody who tells you that at the bar, the brewery, work, on a radio station, on a podcast, on a TV station, they are doing the devil's work. They are Satan's assistant. Do not take the cheese on that. I'll get more into it in my 3-point stance today at 3:00. That is what gives Boston media at large the quote negative. Oh, typical negative Boston media.
No, they're positive. It's a positive.
They're
note.
Not a better team without Jason Tatum. But last night they were forced to change their game, and they may have discovered something about themselves and the way they can play along the way.
And that he doesn't fit with that way of playing. 617-779-7937. No,
are we doing?
I'm just I'm trolling. I don't actually believe it. And I do think things went really well last night. And I didn't think the Knicks played very well. Brunson getting 5 fouls. Carl Anthony Towns continues to be
Do you see why Minnesota was like, oh, you'll give us how much for him?
Yeah, but the problem is I do see something like that. And then I'm also led to believe they were up 3-1 in the series with Tatum. You know what I mean? Like, so he's part of the core of a rebuilt team to beat the Celtics that was beating the Celtics. I mean, who was it the other day? Was it Perk? They're going to win the title. They could win the title. They're overreacting to
it. This Knicks team is not winning no stinking title.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Dan Ball, you finally have the answer to Fitzy's question that came live on the air.
Really had to throw a finally in there. This isn't overly easy.
I swear, nothing like the people that like your family, right?
All right. I'm used to this from Andy by now. Celtics are 2.5. Yes, yeah. So there are 2.5 points. We got to that. Third time since the 2022 NBA Finals against the Warriors that Boston is priced as a postseason dog. 2024 NBA Finals Game 3 at Dallas, 2.5 point dogs. 2023 oh, wow. Eastern Conference Final Game 4 at Miami, 1.5 point dogs. Boston won both games outright.
Oh, so that would tell you they're going to win Game 6 in New York, and it's coming back to Boston, baby.
Oh, I'm going to get out the little gambling device, also known as my telephone, and perhaps place a wager.
Well, how about you just stick with the heart on the radio here, and I mean H-E-A-R-T, not H-A-R-T.
What?
That was an enjoyable watch, though. Like, would you think there was trepidation? Because there were a lot of Knicks fans. We talked about this. There were Knicks fans at Scores yelling at you. There were Knicks fans on the street who were high on life and other things, because boy did it waft in the door at Scores. And then there were Knicks fans everywhere when we were taking our Uber out of there. And
was it as exciting as the Uber ride over?
Nothing will ever be.
No.
Oh, we haven't told Stiz about Uber art yet.
Yeah, we haven't told Ted either. We still haven't told the story.
The Uber driver
odds and ends later today.
We'll get to that later.
The greatest ride of all time, Stiz.
But how impressive was this? Like, should this have been expected? It's what I was saying yesterday. They're supposed to be the best, deepest basketball team in the NBA, right?
The Celtics?
Yeah.
Yes, and that was on full display last night, right. Which is why you should have, why people saying like, the series should, why I was upset at our receptionist. Like, I just wish it would be over. Like, so, how dare you?
Which is basically the line of thinking I was going with yesterday. You took away your best player, you still have a lot of good players. And a lot of you people, like Brian at the front desk here at Odyssey.
214, Dan, first you
have
people.
Have told me that a lot of the guys that don't get minutes, like a Peyton Pritchard, you give him more minutes, you get more points. Luke Kornet, Sam Hauser, these guys could start for 20 teams across the NBA and be better players.
Facts.
Okay, so you should have had a lot of confidence going into last night. And some people did, some people didn't. You should also have a lot of confidence going into tomorrow night, going to New York, correct?
Yes, you should. But the fact that people didn't have confidence was recency bias based on how the Celtics just gagged up games 1 and 2. Like
with Tatum.
Yeah.
With the slow play Tatum.
Yeah, but you're discounting
Chase and trade him, as the text line
morale
says.
And momentum.
Sometimes we don't deserve the nice things we
get.
Yeah,
but my point would be that could have gone two ways, too. And it sounds like Jaylen Brown and Al Horford addressed the team and tried to address those issues. Because momentum, you know, I said yesterday you might get the coach got fired bump. You know, you lose your best player, you actually, everybody lifts their game, is more. It could have gone the other way. It could have been, we got no chance to win. We're down 3-1. We probably weren't going to win with Jason Tatum. Hey, anybody know where you want to go on vacation? Anybody got a good travel agent? Anybody? And they didn't do that.
And I think that's what frustrates at least me most about the Celtics is like the games you feel like they're going to win, they lose. The games you feel like they're going to lose, they win. You know what I mean?
So am I supposed to think that they're going to lose tomorrow night?
So we need reverse psychology?
Because I'm a superstitious fan. So if I need to, like, I'll have to wear what I wore yesterday. I'm going to do laundry.
I think we all should wear what we wore yesterday.
How about we
swap?
Same underwear, too. Wait, what? Was that on air?
That may not be appropriate, but...
But Stiz, you were an emotional roller coaster, a little behind the scenes. Stiz gets interesting on his texts during the game.
He gets worked up.
Because there was a point there, I think they missed maybe two threes in a row.
And yeah.
So, here we go again.
Yeah.
Jacking up threes.
And then you know what you can imagine when you read that text? You can hear like, and that's Sam Adams number 4.
Stiz.
Because I was on Gansett number 3. I'm not going to lie.
You know, they hit 45% of their threes and they only took 49, which I say only. For them is an only. When they're
but
in
that's
the 40s.
Fine. In the 40s is fine.
Sometimes it's how they do it, right? Like,
it's not what you say, it's how you say
like,
it.
Like, Derek White will take a three, and then somehow they get the rebound. They kick it right out to Derek, and then immediately, just no matter where he is, throw it back again.
I could do without the immediate heat checks.
He did shoot 7 of 13, and he did go 4 for 4 to start the game. He's part of the reason you were good early.
Oh, side note, or rather, if I could make an official inquiry on behalf of WEI Afternoons, is there someone in the area that we could maybe send to New York? I'm not sure where they're staying or where they're going to be practicing, that could help them with their charity stripe efforts.
Yeah, that wasn't great.
Horrendous from the foul.
There was a stretch there.
Your boy was front rimming several.
Yeah, a 3 of 4. He missed 3 of 4. 2 in a row and then 1 of 2 he missed.
All front rimmed.
And I was like, oh, this is where the beginning of the end comes and everybody's going to be bitching.
Jaylen Brown is strong enough to stand in the free throw line at the TD Garden and throw it to Logan Airport, yet he couldn't hit the front rim.
He's not a great free throw shooter. That is one. The two aspects of his game that take criticism and are worthy are free throw shooting at times, and ball control, dribbling, you know, that can get a little wonky at times. There was a couple times last night that I thought he over-dribbled, but he kept those few and far between. When you have 12 assists and 2 turnovers, that's a great game for anybody. That's a great game for Steph Curry, Jason Tatum,
for Jaylen Brown, it's a hanging in the Louvre game.
Absolutely, and that's where I want to get back to. I don't think you're going to replicate the game you had from Luke Kornet. Can you replicate what Jaylen Brown did last night? Is that what he can be? Because he talked about it, and we'll hear some of that audio later, basically saying, I always do what's in the best interest of the team. I want to win, you know, if that's scoring, defense, different things. I also thought he played pretty well defensively, was aggressive, obviously went after that loose ball in the bench area there. But is that game something that he can replicate over and over? Because I think you need that. You need some form, probably not plus 28, that plus 28 number is pretty impressive.
That's a massive number.
But you need some form of him being active on defense, active getting the ball moved and around, not having it stick, as Ted would say, rebounding a little bit. Like, he needs to be your best all-around player. Can he do that night in and night out for however long that I keep wearing this jersey in the playoffs?
Let's not put the cat before the proverbial hoss, but I do believe they could easily do it at least 2 more times. The game that obviously everybody will be most anxious about is tomorrow night, because that place is going to be an absolute Lord of the Rings pit of hell.
Who was one of the best teams in the history of the NBA on the road this season?
The Celtics. And they should be able to respond to the stimuli, the antagonism, and the environment as well. I wonder if Celtics fans have come around to this idea, Andy. Just make it to the conference finals, and whatever happens, happens. I wonder if there is a mindset of like, just don't lose to New York.
I think there's probably something to that. I also think, though, once you get there, that mindset will change. And also because it's the Pacers, that mindset.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And settle change. I think if it were the Cavs, people would say, just get to the conference finals and without Tatum, you're probably going to lose that series. They were the one seed, blah, blah, blah. But if you get to the Eastern Conference finals and it's the Pacers, I don't care how well the Pacers are playing, I think fans are going to get greedy and say, why can't we win this? And then if we get to the finals, who knows what happens there? But we're in a short series and anything can happen.
Did the New England Patriots win a Super Bowl without Rob Gronkowski? They did.
Yes.
They did.
Okay.
Just saying.
Did they lose a Super Bowl with the greatest offense ever in Randy Moss?
Yes.
They did.
Did they lose a Super Bowl where
are we making points or stating facts?
Gronk and Brady were unstoppable? Yes. But I'm saying, like, you could lose your most valuable offensive asset and still reach great heights.
You find
ways to get other people to raise their game to a new level.
617-779-7937. We are talking Celtics. That tremendous win last night, 127-102. Jaylen Brown was awesome. Derek White was awesome. Luke Kornet may have stole the show. Who predicted that? We see your phone calls lining up. Your reaction. Celtics roll into New York for Game 6 tomorrow night. Do you have confidence heading into that game? Because I have great confidence in Dan Ball with what's trending now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.